Cardinals open up a series tonight at Busch Stadium. They will be taking on the Washington Nationals. We have the game at 6:45. Pre-game show is at 5:50. Again, it is the first of three at Busch, and it is time to go to the guest line this morning. And we welcome in Cardinals writer and creator of STLSportsPage.com, Rob Raines, also a Missouri Sports Hall of Famer. And Rob joins us on the show. How's it going, Rob?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. So let's talk about where the Cardinals are right now, other than St. Louis. We know that going into the series at Wrigley Field, you know, they just took care of Cleveland pretty easily. Then you're hoping, all right, let's have a good showing at Wrigley. They didn't get swept, so that's good. But they have put some distance, so the Cubs have put some distance between themselves and the Cardinals. So you just sort of look at where they are right now, and how are you feeling about a team that still is within striking distance of a wild card?
Is it fair to say I don't know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's,
yes.
You know, like that's part of the problem right now. I mean, you know, you see signs, like you mentioned, the Cleveland series was very good. Then they get shut out in Pittsburgh. And then they have two, you know, really bad games in Chicago and, you know, get saved by the Pozo home run in the other game. So, you know, I don't think if you're a Cardinal fan, you're feeling real great about where this team is right now. You know, yes, mathematically, they're, you know, alive in the race, but you've also got a lot of other teams that are alive in the race, too. And I think not to say that I want to speak for Cardinal fans, but, speaking as a Cardinal fan, I think you're just kind of waiting to see what happens between now and the trade deadline. I mean, I think you're going to get a read on what to expect for the rest of the season based on either the moves this team makes or doesn't make at the deadline, July 31st. And I think it's hard for them to know right now what they're going to do, because I think what happens here the next 3 weeks is going to really dictate the direction the club's going to go.
Rob, I was listening to the Gas House Gang yesterday, I think it was, and
at 12 o'clock
on KMOX Odyssey app.
And Ollie Marmol's on today at 12.
He is,
just so you know,
for half an hour.
Yep,
and he sees your comments.
That's right.
At any rate, it was either that or the afternoon. I was listening to Bernie Miklas, and I bring up Bernie's name because this was his question that he had. I think he wants to ask Ollie Marmol today about this, but when you look at the struggles the Cardinals have had with their starters, I mean, Fetty is struggling. Miles Michaelis is struggling. And his question was, why haven't we seen more creativity from the Cardinals to try something different when these guys are going out and they're struggling? And he said, you know, you look at the Tigers, you look at the Dodgers, they have an opener before their starter, or maybe you look at McGreevy and said, okay, there is a spot for you now. Do you feel that there's a little bit like, hey, there could be, the Cardinals could maybe be doing something else to switch things up right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, patience is a weird thing in baseball because you want it when it works for you and you hate it when you, you know, don't want it. So, you know, and I think your veterans, you always give the edge of, doubt or whatever to a veteran pitcher, and you think he's going to get it turned around. He's one start away from, you know, going on a run. And you've seen both of those guys who have pitched well in the past, but unfortunately they're not pitching well right now. And I think that's the fans' frustration. If you look at, you know, how Sonny Gray has pitched, you look how Liberatore has pitched, you look how Belante has pitched, you know, you feel like if you could just fill in those other two spots in that rotation with better performances, you'd be, you know, feel a lot better about, you know, the direction this team is going in right now. So I think that's something that they are going to have to address. It seemed like Ollie said that after the start on Sunday night in Chicago, that we're going to reassess things during the day off yesterday. So we'll see, you know, once he says on the show or once he says anything at the ballpark today about any changes that they, you know, kind of have planned here for the next week or so. Because you also hit the All-Star break and then you got, 5 days off, 4 days off, so you can kind of reassess things and reset things at that point, too.
If you have to make a guess, and it's, I mean, the likely candidates to be moved in some way are Michaelis and Fetty, and I mean moved out of the rotation. I don't know if they do it with both of them. Can they? I mean, is there even, could they make it work to move them both out and replace them with McGreevy and or Steven Matz or somebody like that.
Yeah, Matz would be the other guy. But unfortunately now he's been such in a bullpen role for so long, he'd have to build back up to be a starter. And they really like how he's pitched out of the bullpen. So, yeah, I don't think they may make a move with both those guys. I think you do one. And it's probably Fetty is the one that you'll do because he has the less, you know, shorter track record here in history with the team and stuff. And, I mean, both those guys are going to be free agents at the end of the year. But, you know, so I think it's probably the easier move to make would be to put Fetty in the bullpen and bring up McGreevy, and that very well could be what they do. I think the next start that Fetty is supposed to have is on Saturday, so we should know the answer to that decision here pretty soon.
So over the course of about a week and a half, the Cardinals have been shut out 6 times, and that is not something that happened really early in the year, and they certainly weren't playing games where they were just getting blown out. But that is starting to happen more over the last couple of weeks. Is this a trend or a fluke?
Right now, I would think it's a fluke because of the injury situation. You don't have Ivan Herrera in the lineup. You haven't had Nolan Arenado on a consistent basis, and even when he's played, he hasn't played like we expect him to play because of a couple injuries that he's been dealing with. So Contreras has been in and out of the lineup because of the hit by pitch thing. So I think there's just a lack of consistency with the guys in the lineup. Walker's still trying to figure it out on his rehab assignment in Springfield right now. So they've got a lot of missing pieces that you kind of were hoping would be the key cores in that lineup when the season began, and did play better early on. So I think they're just kind of in a waiting pattern right now until they get some of those guys back.
Talking with Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. He is the creator of that website covering the Cardinals. And we got the news about J.J. Weatherholt being promoted. And, of course, if you're a Cardinals fan and things aren't going well, the first thing you do is you look to the minors and go, all right, let's get these guys up here and help. Let's get somebody new, fresh blood, whatever it is. How likely do you think it is we see him sometime soon in a big league uniform?
I think it would depend on the opportunity. I think he's primarily played shortstop. He has played some at second base. I suspect he's probably going to play a little bit more second base in the in Memphis when he starts there tonight. But his primary position has been shortstop, and they just want to get him at bats more than anything else and feel comfortable. So I think if there were a long-term injury to Mason Winn or something like that, you'd have a chance to move him up here. But also, he doesn't have to be protected on the 40-man roster. And I know most fans don't like to hear all the business sides of things, but it does play a role in moving and things that the team makes. So you'd be taking up a roster spot if you bring him up here and put him on the 40-man. Now, if you think he's going to be, you're starting shortstop, that's one thing. But if he's just going to be a part-time player and you want to get a look at him, I don't think they're going to do that. So I think it would have to be an opportunity for him to come up here and play on a fairly consistent basis before they would make that move. But he's definitely on the fast track. I mean, he will be here sooner rather than later. And, the interesting thing to me about, talking about this week, talking about JJ is, we're just a year away from the him getting drafted by the Cardinals. I think he's the first player to get to AAA within a year of being drafted since Michael Walker on this team. So, that's really a fast track. And the Cardinals have even a pick higher than JJ's pick, overall in the first round of the draft on Sunday night, the fifth overall pick. You could make a case that that's going to be one of the most important things that happens to this team this season, because they don't get this opportunity to pick that high in the draft very often. The first time in franchise history that they've gone back-to-back picks within the top 10 ever. So, and they won't be there again next year because they can't be in the lottery again because they can't do it more than 2 years in a row. So it's a very valuable pick, and they're going to, they need to nail this big time.
As you can imagine, people are just, they want something different. And so, on the Gas House Gang, when we do that show or any other sports shows here, there's always somebody wanting John Mozeliak out of the way and letting Heimblum take over. We know there's going to be a transition here. I mean, Mozeliak is on his way out. But how involved is Bloom really right now? Even though he's not in charge, but there's a period where they're going to have to transition from Mozeliak to him.
I do think they talk. I mean, I'm not certainly privy to those discussions, so how often they talk and what they talk about, I don't know. But I think I'm still at the moment is focusing on the player development system, watching games in the minor league level. I know he also watches the big league level as well, and making his own evaluations and talking to people and getting a consensus of things. And so he is going to be able to be fully up to speed when he takes over, which is kind of the whole point of this transition, is that not coming in from cold and having to learn the whole system while he's on the job. It's actually, I think it's awkward as it is. I think it's going to be beneficial to him when he takes over at the end of the season. But Mueller's definitely still in charge. I mean, Mueller's still the guy calling the shots, and how much he wants to involve the other people in his decision-making, it's up to him.
And based on where the Cardinals are right now, what they've done this season, what is your evaluation of the job that Ollie Marmol's done?
I think he's done a fine job. I mean, he was kind of faced into a tough situation, you know, this year with saying he wanted to give these kids an opportunity to play. And, you know, the goal of every manager is to win every game possible that they can win. And sometimes you have to kind of balance those two. And I think that's a very tough act to handle. So I think he's done a good job of that as far as, you know, giving those kids the opportunity. I mean, now sometimes you know, early on Gorman wasn't getting the number of at-bats we kind of maybe all thought he would get this year, and things, you know, didn't kind of pan out the way that you thought they would with Jordan Walker, but, you know, he certainly got a lot of playing time. So I think I think by and large, the position players have done a good job of getting that opportunity. I my personal opinion preference would have been to give the younger pitchers that same opportunity. You know, I'd rather have seen Graceffo and McGreevy and some of those guys up here on a little bit more consistent basis and given them a little bit better look than they've done to this point. But that's the decision that the organization made, was to stick with the veteran pitchers.
Appreciate the conversation as always, Rob Raines. Thank you for talking with us again today.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Rob Raines, creator of STLSportsPage.com and Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, joining us on the show.